What is up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Shred Show live with me, Josh Pitts. I hope you are having an incredible start to a Monday. Yeah, it's a crazy Monday, especially in the mortgage and real estate world. Everything's just up. I'm sure you've already seen videos. And here's, I am not going to talk about markets because there are way smarter people than me talking about the markets this morning. So, and that's what I want to talk about this morning. If you saw my title, now could not be a better time to be a thief. We're going to get into that here in just a sec, but if you're just joining us live, make sure you comment hashtag shred because you're here shredding with us live this morning. And if you're joining us on the replay, make sure you comment hashtag hustle because you're out there hustling. You're getting it done. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in unprecedented times. It's a lot of fun to have a social media channel because we're going to see people turning to social media a lot right now. As a matter of fact, if you saw our live yesterday with Frank Gray, Brian Stevens, Barry Habib, Ryan Hills, so many great people were on this. And if you saw the engagement and the viewership in particular, holy cow, they did something that's never been done. They had over 1,300 people live on a Sunday evening, which just goes to show so many people's attention is turning to a social world, which with that being said, I've got a lot of big things coming up, some cooperation, some collaborations, some partnerships that we're working on to bring a completely new virtual experience. And you guys are going to be really excited about it. You have to stay tuned for more to come. But I want to talk about, you guys have heard me reference this book. I reference it time and time again, but Steal Like an Artist by Austin Kleon. And I want to get something straight. I want to define the definition of a thief this morning. Because if you don't know what a thief is, I want to make sure you're very clear on what a thief actually is. So what is a thief? So the dictionary defines a thief as a person who steals another person's property, especially by stealth and without using force or violence. Using force or violence is what I want to focus on. Because I'm not telling you to go out and plagiarize people. And as a matter of fact, if you haven't read the book by Austin Kleon, Steal Like an Artist, you should. And I've referenced it so many times because it has so many great things in it. But why I'm saying it's a really good time to be a thief, because right now there's so much great information about out there right now that you can go and take and make your own so you can educate your audience. Like I said, right now is a phenomenal time to be using social media, LinkedIn, Facebook Live, to actually educate your audience. And questions that I'm getting this morning, as a matter of fact, if you have questions about what to post, when to post, you're more than welcome to ask them right now and I'll try to answer them live. But some of the questions I'm getting, if you saw our post from last night, is, Josh, everybody else is posting about rates. I shouldn't post about rates. Yes, you should. This is one of those times where, not rates in particular, but what's going on. Your audience looks to you as the advisor, as the expert. So you need to be that expert. And why I'm saying still like a thief is because I'm not going to try to be Barry Habib. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Habib is way smarter than me when it comes to rates, when it comes to the markets. So I'm not going to try to be Barry. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go watch the last couple of videos. Anthony Casa and Barry did a great video this morning. He did one last night with Frank Gray and myself, Brian Stevens, Ryan Hills. So Barry is one of those people in the industry who absolutely is the most well-versed when it comes to the markets. There's some other great people out there as well, but Barry is one of those that most people turn to. So go watch one of his videos and then go take that and do a very simple video to your audience explaining what's going on. Because people are thinking right now, are interest rates really zero? Like, as a mortgage advisor, as a mortgage expert, people are going to turn to you expecting you to have those answers. And again, you don't have to be like, you don't have to be necessarily the one who knows all of it. You can learn from others. That's how we get better, is we steal from those who actually are more expert, who are more well-versed in that. So I want to make sure we're very clear on that because I've got a lot of questions in that already. So make sure you're well-versed. Make sure you know what you're talking about. Don't just go throw a dumb video out there that people are like, wait a minute, what was he saying that, or what did she say in that? Don't be more confusing. Be very clear, very to the point, know what you're going to say going into your video. And that's why I say steal like a thief, because, or is the best time to be a thief right now. It's because you really have a huge opportunity to get out to your audience, to educate your audience. So that's what I wanted to talk about this morning, is it's a really good time to be a thief. Go find somebody. There's some great people on Facebook right now. Ryan Eller has put out, if you don't follow Ryan and Jessica Eller, big shout out to those guys. They put out some incredible content and he did a great job yesterday doing a quick message out to his audience. So before you post anything, if you already have, make sure, again, go back and watch it. Make sure it's to the point and your audience is going to be like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. And they're going to look at you as the expert. If you haven't put out a video, go look at a few other videos that have been put out there. Say, okay, here's how I'm going to make it mine. Here's how I'm going to, again, don't plagiarize, don't copy somebody word for word, but say, hey, I see how they did that. I'm going to go make this mine. This is how I'm going to say it and go put it out there. So that's my little tip for you guys this morning, starting this week off, because there's a lot of stuff that's going on, a lot of opportunity to catch a lot of attention and to have influence with your audience. With that, ladies and gentlemen, so grateful that you tuned in for us. And again, if you have questions when it comes to posting, what to post, when to post, how to post it, honestly, there could not be a better time to be utilizing social media and the power that you have and the influence you have to your audience. So make sure you guys are utilizing it and utilizing it correctly. With that, guys, as always, I appreciate you. I love you. Now it's time to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See you guys.